we are estimating that the current project is over budget by about $1 million. Reason for that is upon findings of the geotechnical report, they had recommended a deep foundation, which added about a $350,000 cost increase. And recent bid that we had received for a water tower of similar size in Ashley, North Dakota, had a price of approximately $700,000 more than the project that we estimated under the study. We have looked at some options for doing this project and making some suggestions on cost savings. We can continue with the project as is and basically bid the project and accept that cost. Just continue and see what the actual bid comes in to have a better idea what the contractor would be giving. That would basically be a brand new water tower. Another idea was to take the National Guard water tower, which we have talked about before, repurposing that and rehabbing that water tower and using that tower for the new water tower. We'd still have to have a foundation and some work done to that water tower. National Guard water tower is about 40 feet short of what we're currently designing for in the Northwest. So we'd have to add 40 feet to the existing stem pipe there. That brings us at a cost savings of approximately $700,000, which puts us over budget by about $370,000. Another option that we had, or we asked basically one of the suppliers, McGuire Iron, for an updated cost quote on a tower, brand new. And we looked at our estimate with some reduction in the contingencies. We were able to reduce the cost estimate at around $570,000, but that puts us over budget about by $500,000 also. When we were actually designing the project, we looked at cost savings with the project design that aren't really associated with any of the bid numbers, but that was roughly about $100,000 that we were able to make recommendations on improvements to the pressure reducing valve stations. There are four of them at about $25,000 a piece for each of those modifications. So that was just kind of handled with inside the design and not really shown anywhere in the budget numbers. Based on that, I would kind of suggest that we would, not knowing for certain how a new water tower would be bid versus rehabbing an existing water tower, that we would prepare the project with bid alternates, one for basically a brand new tower and one for a rehab project. There's a little bit of extra engineering work on our side to do that, but no cost increase for the city as far as engineering associated with that. But we feel it's important to give you as many options as possible. And since we're just engineering, giving you opinions of cost and not an actual contractor stating what the actual costs are, we think this would be the best way to present the project and know for certain if there are cost overruns or not. Once we do receive those bids, we would make a recommendation based on city input on what to recommend, whether it would be a new water tower or rehabbing the existing water tower. And I just kind of want to remind you too that you currently have a funding agency involved in this with a 60% cost share and a 40% cost share. And we're able to go back to that funding agency and request construction dollars at the higher dollar amount once we have bids. So it's not all direct related costs that the city would have to assume, but 40% of that overage, if there was an overage, the city would have to assume that cost to continue with the project.